Now, this righteousness of God is secured, as we've already seen, by faith and not by works. But now listen again to verses 22 and 23. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now let me give you a free rendering of these verses. Even the righteousness from God, which is obtained by faith in Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe. For there's no distinction, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of the approval of God. Now, this is a righteousness that's by faith. It's not by works. Now, this faith the Lord Jesus Christ made clear when they asked him. They said, how can we do the works of righteousness? He answered, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. That's John 6, 28 and 29. And the important thing about securing this righteousness of God is not that there's any merit in your faith or there's merit in just believing. Because actually, faith is not a work on your part. The object of faith is the important thing. Spurgeon put it like this. It's not the hope on Christ which saves you. It's Christ. It's not thy joy in Christ that saves you. It's Christ. And it's not thy faith in Christ that saves you, though that be the instrument. It is Christ's blood and merit. Now, friends, that's very important to nail down to your thinking. And that righteousness is like a garment. It comes down to all, but it only comes upon all that believe. But it's available to everyone. And then he says, it's available to everyone, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now, that doesn't mean that there is not a difference in sinners. I think I can illustrate that with a very homely illustration. When you come to California, and I'm sure some of you are going to, and you would like to play a game with us, we have a game out here that we play. It's called Jumping to Catalina. Now, Catalina is about 20 miles from the shore of California, and it's out in the Pacific, this island is. Now, we'll go down to the pier at Santa Monica, and we'll take a big long run and jump and see who can jump to Catalina. Now, somebody's going to say, but that's a pretty big jump, and I want to tell you it is. Now, we could have a lot of fun. You know, chances are you could jump farther than I could. Say I jump 10 feet. That'd be pretty good for me. And you jump 15 feet. And you'd say, look, I jumped farther than you did. That would be true. But you'd get wetter than I would, and you'd have to swim farther back to get to the shore. May I say to you, nobody would jump to Catalina. Now, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody's made Catalina. Nobody's able to come up. Some are better than others, but it's rather childish to play a game like that and say, I jump farther than you are, I'm better than you are, and I'm better than half of the church members. Suppose you are, and I guess you are. But what difference that makes? You have not come up to the glory of God.